KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Take a look at what I got in my hand here. No, my other hand. It is tickets to see Dirty Honey and Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. They've decided to do some shows together, which is a damn fine idea. They're going to be in just a couple of days at the Wiltern. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. However, if you can text the word Kevin to 68683, if you're capable of doing that, you might be getting a pair of tickets to see Dirty Honey. And this guy right here, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, this is Epiphany. Just text the word Kevin to 68683. Good luck, KLOS. The Fighters Foo and Waiting on a War. I can't wait for that movie tomorrow that he's releasing.
Studio 666.
666.
That's extremely cool. I want to thank really quick, by the way, everybody that helped us raise $1.24 million for St. Jude this year.
A lot of you helped, and we very much appreciate that. That's an amazing amount of money.
It's unbelievable. And thank you so much for kicking in. Also, thanks to our friends at Premier Coach Auto Collision Group, servicing L.A. and Ventura County, for being a sponsor of KLOS St. Jude Rocks 2022.
You know how on the freeway they have traffic cameras?
Yeah.
And they're basically just so they can monitor traffic and figure out where it's going slow.
Right,
and
sure. Have you ever mooned one? I've always wanted to.
I haven't, but no one is actively watching all of them.
No.
I think they switch among all of them.
There's no way, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why it was weird when a Pennsylvania Department of Transportation employee was going through the cameras, and it stopped on one of the traffic cameras, and there was a truck that pulled over and stopped and parked and got out and took the sign that said wrong way, a giant street sign that said wrong way.
Oh, man, that's a... I mean, you know, I had friends that used to steal signs quite a bit.
Yeah, you had friends? Did you?
Specifically in Arizona, there's a Highway 666.
Interesting.
Yeah, down in South.
Do your friends still have it?
No, I don't have... I mean, we don't have it anymore. But that's not a thing to steal, the wrong way sign. Wow.
I mean, I would put the wrong way sign on my beehole. That's just me.
Good to know.
It was a weird thing for this Department of Transportation worker in Pennsylvania to
even catch. Yeah.
To go, oh, I'm watching someone steal this sign right now.
Suppose we should do something about that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You say that so well, so professionally, like you, like you're a professional. Hey, I got something kind of weird going on, dude. Our new intern, Rodney. Really old dude. He's saying there's someone we have to talk to on line 68. He says, so we should absolutely pick it up. Hello?
Hey, Kevin, this is Sam, Carmington, Michigan.
Well said, sir.
What?
This is Sam for Kevin. I want to speak to Kevin. This is Sam, Armenian comedian.
This is the Armenian comedian.
It is the Armenian comedian. It
Sam,
really is. What in the actual?
How have you been?
Hold on. Sam, the Armenian comedian, the famous Armenian comedian, is telephoning just out of the blue. What?
Hello. This is Sam.
Oh, the Armenian comedian?
Yeah, you told me to hold on.
It's very literal.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, how you been?
Very good. I'm very alive, and I got the coronavirus shots, and almost it's over, dude. It's over. They're saying.
I mean, it's not over, but yeah, hopefully it's close.
Yeah, it's close. We're gonna take all the masks off. It's all in the news,
right.
So it's perfect.
I'm not sure it's perfect, but okay. I'll accept your optimism.
Yeah.
What you been doing?
Oh, I'm just, I've been playing backgammon every day in the Glendale Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Is that actually legal?
And then I say, I hit a run, you hit a stay, okay?
Right. Are you still a comedian?
Yeah, I am. I have a show tomorrow in Atwater Village, open mic, and New World Music, my city release. You know, everything is going well. It's Kalva Culture.
That's the name of your new band?
No. The band is Sidecar Bandits.
Sidecar Bandits. This guy used to call the other station all the time.
Oh, yeah.
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 And you're still getting gigs?
Yeah, I have a gig every Friday in the Kalva Culture in Atwater Village. 3111 Glendale Boulevard.
Okay.
7 p.m.
All right. Sluggo will be there.
Yeah, with bells on.
Very good. And then announce for me for the all the listeners. I appreciate it.
Yeah, will do.
Just did.
Thank you, Sam. Good to hear from you.
Hey, I want to give you a haircut. Come by Plaza Barbershop in Montebello.
Nope.
3111 Glendale Boulevard.
Right, hold on.
Glendale, everybody.
All right, hold on. I thought
and
you
I'm
were.
Working, hey,
all right,
hey,
hold
hey,
on.
I'm working hey. In Montebello thought... Plaza Barbershop. This is my phone number.
Don't give your phone number on the air.
He's
no.
done that 15
oh, really?
Times. Yeah.
Oh, don't do
it's
that.
Not a big deal, but okay. Listen, I thought you were a comedian.
I think a lot of people have said, I thought you were a comedian.
Every
usually
Friday
at the end of a show, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
I miss you, Kevin, too much.
Oh, see, that's nice.
I heard you were looking for me.
I have been desperately looking for you.
Here
he is.
I want to tell you a new song joke. 2022.
That was nice. Yay!
All right, listen.
I'll be laughing about that one.
That one wasn't great. Tell me another joke.
Yeah, another joke.
Let's end with
Armenian
a good,
the comedian.
Let's end with a good one, though. Really
Sam
bring it.
Armenian. Yes.
What is the difference between Democrat and Republican? Democrat say, come, come, come. Republican say, go, 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 go.
Nope. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you've looked at college lately? Probably not. I'm going to say probably
since
not.
The, 1990s. I was going to take one class, and I'm like, nope.
You can take bizarre classes, though. Like Cornell University, for example. You can take a class in tree climbing.
I mean, come on. What? Why? What?
It says literally teaches people how to climb trees.
What will that come in handy for?
I don't know.
Mm. And if you fail, it's because you fell out of the tree?
I don't know. I'd like to take all of these. How to watch television.
How to watch television.
I could be the instructor.
No, man. There's some specifics you don't understand.
This is at Montclair State University.
But all of these?
This one's supposed... No, this one.
Oh, okay.
How to watch TV.
Okay.
The aim for students is to critical evaluate the role and the impact of television in their lives as well as the life of the culture.
That's just them sitting around going,
right.
I don't know, man. I'm tired of teaching regular classes.
You could take circus arts at Triton College.
Circus
arts.
Those peanuts?
You could go to Princeton.
Okay. I'm sure they'd let me in.
And take wordplay, a wry plod from Babel to Scrabble.
Of course, they have to throw in some
of course
fancy wording there. Yeah.
You could take the philosophy of the Twilight Zone at Indiana State University.
You're just making this
I'm
up.
I'm not at all. These are all real classes.
Where do you find these, this list you're looking at?
I'll post it.
Okay.
I'll post it so you can see. You could take a class on Game of Thrones at the University of Virginia.
I would have been up until the last couple episodes, totally up for taking that particular class. And then I'd be like,
just
the last
couple
up.
Of classes of that course suck.
But we should talk. Who are these instructors? Who are these professors?
Dr. Seuss and Your World at Appalachian State University.
I would have been really good at that or Highlights back in the day. They had a class on Highlights.
This is Stupidity at Occidental College.
Stupidity.
So you're asking who are the
instructors?
This is clinical psychologist Glenn A. Elmer Griffin, I believe, is on the phone with us now.
We have one of these instructors.
Yes.
Nice. Sorry to be poking fun. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, sir.
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Hi. This is a great interview. You guys are really smart. Strong. So far, you're coming out strong.
Thank you.
And this is a class on stupidity? I think we would ace this
stupidity.
Class.
Stupidity. Yeah, I think you guys would, you start with an A, and then you work your way down.
So we would already be down below a C at this point?
That's
we just
typical.
Started.
Everybody starts the class with an A, and then you whittle away at it.
Okay, and how do you whittle away at it exactly?
Well, here's the class. The class is about stupidity because in today's day and age, largely through psychometric psychology, we've learned that no one is really stupid. Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a stupid question?
Right.
That's wrong. People are idiots. People are morons.
Wait, so you're
a lot of stupid people asking stupid questions.
Okay. Al Jaffe would agree with that, I would think.
That is correct, yes.
And, you know, they say, people aren't stupid. They just have a different point of view. They just, they're on the other side from a point of view of yours. They're facts. No, they're idiots. They're stupid.
Okay.
And so this class will help you identify stupid people and help you shame them and yell in their faces.
So wait, you in your class, you would shame people and yell in their faces?
If they're stupid, yes. We need to point out the stupid people and send them someplace. I don't know, an island or a Florida. Someplace stupid people go.
When you pass this class and graduate, what can you do with this particular degree, sir?
You can shame stupid people. You can point at them and mock them and say, you are stupid. And you ask questions like, have you looked at college lately? What does that even mean?
Kevin, you are acing it already.
I didn't say that well, if that's what you're saying. But I don't think I'm stupid because I said it poorly.
But there's other reasons.
Stupid people never think they're stupid. That's the problem. That's why people have to take this course. We can say, see that guy? He's stupid.
He doesn't know it. But he's stupid.
He's too stupid to know how stupid he is.
Okay, all right.
My people like me have to say you're stupid.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo, and we have a new feature that we're doing now on Mondays. Every Monday at 4, we're doing Next Door Weekend Update.
Ah, Next Door.
Right?
It's Fight Club.
The Next Door app.
The people who don't want to leave the house or keep secrets.
People are weird.
Yeah, people get so...
especially on the Next Door app.
Worked up.
Please close your windows when you're cooking meat.
Why? I love the smell of meat. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork myself. But when someone's cooking it in the neighborhood, I'm so happy.
Well, you need to fight this guy then, because as a vegan runner, it's always hard for me this time of year when the weather starts warming up and folks start opening their windows.
Man,
several nights a week, I'm out running around dinner time, and when people have their windows open, I can smell what they're cooking.
And can you smell what the rock is cooking?
I've noticed a sharp uptick recently in smells of folks cooking meat, and it can be quite overpowering. Please close your windows when cooking meat.
So for this one guy,
yes,
this is that guy from Scott Pilgrim the Vegan who's out running, we should all close our windows just in case he passes by.
Correct, yes.
We should be warm and uncomfortable just so he doesn't smell meat for like 3 seconds.
And then he signed it, One Love. A guy named Mike, I have a question. What happens to all the damaged and worn out blades of those wind turbines?
That, you know what? That's kind of an interesting... why is he asking that on Next Door?
Don't know. They are made out of fiberglass and not recycled. We never hear about this in the media.
That's true. We never do hear about it in the media.
So that guy is posting that for
maybe
his...
he's in Palm Springs and he lives next door to a batch of them.
Joel says, can one of you guys that drives 50 miles per hour down my street run over that lady that walks her dog at 4:30 in the morning? Thanks. He's just asking for some help.
Joel's got a point, that one.
We are doing Next Door Weekend Update, and I don't love this one. Trending post.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Disgusted with Kevin.
Ah! Is this you? I hope it's you.
I hope so, too, but I don't think so.
What's that show? There's that Kevin Can Go F Himself.
Yes, that's a show.
Yeah. I was like, that's a good show. That's a good title. Oh, poor Kevin.
Kevin gets abused. That's the thing.
That is a fact.
Let's see, another one, and this one's a little bit longer, and I don't know who's got this kind of time, but this is on the Next Door app,
right.
And this is Levitation Room on Antioch.
Sure, okay.
It's from Southern California.
Right.
I just want to voice my strong opinion against the new Pacific Palisades Levitation Room.
Levitation Room?
First off, pursuant to the International Statute of Wizarding Secrecy, enacted in 1692, wizards and witches had hidden the existence of magic from Muggles. Secondly, the decree for the reasonable restriction of underage sorcery was written in 1875 by the Ministry of Magic.
Virgin.
Somebody has spent too much time with Harry Potter. The law forbids the use of underage magic outside the school and is enforced by improper use of magic office. Thirdly, the misuse of Muggle artifacts office clearly regulates the use of magic on Muggle objects and keeps the items that have been bewitched away from Muggles.
Wow.
Now, I read a third of it.
Yeah. Wow.
One third of it.
And that's on Next Door.
That is on the Next Door app. If you'd like to look at it in detail, he goes on to say levitation is arguably a dark magic. Finally, do we really want to open up a Pandora's box between worlds?
Well,
have you ever considered what that means?
I have, and I want to.
This is what happened this weekend on Next Door app. Finally, does anybody have a mustache that could meet up with me to see if it scares my dog?
You know, that's almost a legitimate next door request, finally.
It is.
That actually makes sense.
I just got a new rescue dog, and he got really scared when he saw this guy who had a mustache and was holding a bike. He started trembling, and he wouldn't walk in the direction of that guy. Other than that incident, he's been completely relaxed, and he doesn't seem to be scared of other bikes or males. Wanted to see if maybe it was the mustache. If you have a mustache and are willing to meet up with me and help me address this issue, please message me.
I think that might be code, though, for something. I'm thinking it might be code, but I'm not sure.
Didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Next door weekend update on KLOS. I love it. Long before Gavin and his Bush came up with the title Machine Head way back in 1972. Deep Purple there. There's one you don't run into every single day.
That's correct.
And a twofer of Deep Purple at his Pictures of Home on KLOS.
Here's the headline. Land lobsters. First of all, what?
What? They don't go in the ocean? They don't go in the water? They
live on the land.
Land lobsters.
Yes.
Sound delicious.
Already I'm out. Land lobsters from hell are emerging in the Big Bend, in Big Bend National Park in Texas after summer rains.
What the hell are they?
All right, let me look.
Lobsters from hell.
They are called vinegaroons?
Sure, okay. Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, that's close enough, I suppose.
Close enough for government work.
Yeah, exactly.
About 3 inches long.
Okay.
Relatively benign unless you happen to annoy them.
Oh, like if you accidentally step on them.
I like the music.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. They can pinch with their heavy mouth parts.
Oh, come on. Why do we need these?
And we don't.
All right.
And I don't know how they know this, shoot a well-aimed spray of 85% acetic acid.
Whoa!
So it's kind of like vinegar. It's not like hydrochloric acid or anything like that.
It's not going to eat through your skin.
I don't know exactly.
But it'll get in your eyes or your nose or
I do question how
parts.
They know it's a well-aimed spray. How do they know what the
and is this
lobster
something
from hell is trying to hit?
Trying to hit your face, buddy.
All right, here's a target. Go.
You're from Texas. You're down here in Texas. You stepped on me. I'm hitting your face, buddy.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
They're also known as whip scorpions.
Why have we never heard of these before?
Right? I don't know.
I bet the government has made them, and they've put in microchips
in the
lobster.
In the vaccination.
Yeah, and they're, yes.
Didn't think of that.
They came out of the people vaccinated.
Can I shoot acid then?
Yes.
Out my
do
butt?
It. Shoot it. Try it. Pull your pants back up. I was kidding. Come on.
I'm not that accurate, I'm sure, at the beginning, but I can practice. That's not a problem. Why would you break that CD? Why would you do that? Why do you hate?
I love busting stuff.
Why do you hate?
I love to destroy.
Gotcha. Sligo really needs an outlet.
Destroy!
And I'm scared because I'm in the same room with him.
Ruin crap! Yeah, you should go to the bean method of being hundreds of miles away.
It's funny. I did find an article that I was going to bring in, how to quiet your mind by doing a brain dump. And this is like, if you worry too much, take out a pad of paper, write down what worries you in the morning, then you can figure out how important it is to you. But I believe that getting a frustration dump might be better.
Yes!
And perhaps that's what we need to look at.
Yes!
These places are called rage rooms.
Yes! Yes, they are.
And you go in and you put on some equipment and you put
safety equipment.
Safety equipment.
Because you're going to bust crap up.
Yes.
So not to hurt yourself.
So you can bring in a computer, old computer or whatever, and set it up. Glassware.
Yeah.
Plates.
Did you watch that little video? Brainy Axe is the one I know of. A friend of mine goes to. Is a lot of pent up energy.
Is that in Southern California?
Yeah, it's down in the San Diego area. They have a few.
Because there's one here called Rage Ground.
There you go. Rage Ground.
That's one here in Southern California.
Yep.
And you can rent the place and destroy stuff.
Yeah, this guy likes to find pictures like, you know, the stock footage of happy families, you know, that they always come with a picture frame. He likes to take those in. And, you know, if you saw the video, we should repost the video on at Kevin and Sluggo of this one down in San Diego. Because, like, they you know, put a nice little vase on the floor and then take
took a golf club to
it.
Yes. I saw that.
Beautiful. Just wonderful. This is such a great way to let out all the rage.
No one needs that more than you.
Yeah, well, you're going to go with me, right?
Absolutely. But now I'm not going to be in the room at the same time with you, though.
No, that's probably dangerous.
Because you're insane.
I do. I like to destroy stuff.
This is, I think, Rage Ground. This particular one is at the corner, is sort of by the 10-110.
Okay.
Freeways.
Right. Yeah.
Sort of right there.
Right.
But there are a lot of different places in Southern California where you can just get your frustrations out. And yeah. I feel like, especially after the last 2 years, everybody's at an eight to begin with. So if you run into somebody and it's a frustrating situation, you're at a 9-10 without any time elapsing.
Yep. Now, this guy says that it doesn't, you know, cost very much. It's like $20 for a little while to be in there. I know there's, I'm sure there's different rates. But he says then the guys come in and clean up, and they don't expect a tip, but they're thrilled when you give them one. Because imagine you have to clean those rooms up every time. So if you go do this, throw them a little extra cash.
I mean, they get paid, right?
I know, but you know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding.
I just want to think of the weirdest, most messed up stuff to destroy. On camera. I don't know. We're going to have to think about that.
Hmm.
You know, something... we were really kind of going into it. It's like, well, if it's like something that someone made, homemade art, that's wrong. But mass-produced stuff is hilarious to destroy. The more cheerful, the more happy. You know, you that old TV that you can't get rid of that's been in the back room.
I think you have issues. Would you like to discuss your issues?
Well, you know, you like to smash windows as well. So
I mean, yes, but that's a bad effect of having fun. That's different.
Oh, you didn't intentionally.
No, of course, I never intentionally broke a window.
Oh, really?
No.
Neither did I.
I broke them all accidentally.
Yeah. Well, these were abandoned places, at least, or empty places.
Yeah, not me. That was half of them were my house. The insurance company said they would no longer cover me for broken glass.
That
I've never
is
even
a
heard
fact,
of that.
Too.
I've
it's
never
true.
Heard of that.
That's amazing.
But that happened.
Rage rooms.
Rage
Watch
rooms,
for the
right.
video soon at Kevin and Slogo. Hearty congratulations to Devin of Stevenson's Ranch. He made himself caller 13 when he heard that Slash t-shirt was available, and he grabbed it. So another one at 522. Let's see who's next. Motley Crue.
I haven't seen ours. Are our shirts?
Yeah, where's ours? They posted just the other day.
Keith
Kalawas shirts! some of the shirts that are up for grabs, they posted them on social just the other day. Really cool stuff.
I love it.
You do want some.
I have done some research now in the last couple of minutes about the Rage Room.
Oh,
about
good.
How much you're going to love it. They have plans. They have different plans that you can that you can purchase.
Oh, so you've got only X amount of cash? You can still destroy stuff.
For example, a paint splatter room. No interest. No interest.
No, that's not violent enough.
You just have three different color paints and you get to spray them around.
No. You said that one's for the kids, right?
That's for
10
the kids,
and up.
Yeah.
So that's
and there's a group plan splatter room, same thing.
Mm, different. Oh, well, now splatter room, that can be something.
It's not.
Lots of different things.
Nope, it isn't. That is also a kid thing.
Right?
There's a rage room plus car smashing combo package.
Now you're talking. Wendy O. Williams and the Plasmatics would be very excited about that.
We are talking about ways to get out your aggression because people are wound way too tight. That's why you see every day it seems like there's another attack on an airplane where somebody's
fighting. Some craziness.
It's craziness.
Yes, yeah, so rage rooms exist.
So this is a place where you go and
you
take out your aggression.
Axe throwing rooms and stuff, but
yes.
I like taking a baseball bat to something that's going to smash and be destroyed. I love that.
Axe throwing's pretty cool.
I could throw axes in the rage room.
Let's see. They have a keep it glassy combo.
Nice.
Which means it's all glass.
Wait, let's rewind to the car destroying thing.
Yes.
What do you get? What kind of?
It doesn't say.
Ah.
It says premium combo, 20 minutes in the rage room plus 10 minutes car smashing.
Oh, my God.
So I assume there's a car there that's probably partially smashed already, and you just get to take your aggressions out on it.
Haven't you always wanted to do that? You know, here's a helpful hint. If you want to break out the passenger or, you know, the windows and the doors, make sure the door's open, and then you can throw something right through that window much easier.
Why?
Than, like throwing it into the car. It just gives you a better target. You make sure you break
the
stuff.
I wish I would have known that when I was in college. I'm not going to go on. So you get that. So then you got Keep It Glassy, which is all glass package.
Ah,
so you get 12 minis.
What a wonderful sound.
24 smalls and 12 mediums. So I guess they just go by the number of items that you're smashing.
Right. I'm going to do them all in a row, like seven of them in a row.
Maybe
like
this is for you. There's a date night combo.
Oh, nice. Oh.
I would be afraid of this date.
Take your pissed off friend.
25 minutes, rage room, 10 minutes car smashing. 1 to 2 people, age 13 plus.
Love it. Love it. Man, if you could have done this when I was 13.
You would have spent your entire life
yes.
there.
Yes. All
you
of
would
my
still
allowance.
Be working
I
at
would.
It.
Yeah. I'd probably be working there.
There's Glasstopia combo.
Nice.
And that's where there's different varieties. There's a smash party combo.
Oh, man. Hey, Foley people, this is where you need to go and just set up some microphones.
Oh, I'm sure they have
wonderful
that.
Stuff you get.
Glassalicious combo. There's an overkill combo, which is 45 minutes in a rage room and 20 minutes of car smashing. I don't know how much smashing you've done with bats.
Fair amount, but yeah, you get worn out. You better be in good shape and pissed off.
You will be exhausted after 10.
But think of the euphoria.
Agreed. There's a Rage-a-palooza combo.
Perry Farrell definitely is into this one.
I wish that, and Rage Against the Machine, I wish those two bands would be playing while you're doing this.
A lot of them, they'll Bluetooth you the playlist you've put together. You can listen to whatever.
No kidding.
Yeah, you can listen to the music you made for yourself.
So you get 45 minutes Rage Room and 30 minutes Car Smasher.
Sweet.
And then it just keeps going up. A Big Bang combo. I think there's a hooker thrown in. No, I'm just making that up. A Private Event combo.
Ah.
2 hours. And you can have 1 to 20 people at a party.
Oh,
that
man.
That seems dangerous.
That seems very dangerous.
20 people and swinging.
Very fun.
There is 1 hour with a new car.
Oh.
I knew you'd love that.
That's sweet. That poor car. Mm-hmm. All right off of assembly line.
Minimum 7 days in advance. I'm guessing it's not brand new. I'm guessing it's just not
smashed yet. Okay, I gotcha. Right.
So you could have that
still
one.
Yes.
There's a premium rage session. There's keep it glassy. I already told you date night. All of these different ones are out there waiting for you to destroy stuff.
Rage rooms
and get rid of some of your frustration. We need to take you to one of these immediately.
Dude, that's a
right now.
Fact, man.
Right this second. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And you know David, by any chance, in El Monte? Are you familiar with David?
Oh, he does good work.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's really good at texting in particular. He texted yesterday the word we gave him, and as a result, we'll be going to see Paul McCartney on his Got Back Tour 2022. That's happening Friday, May 13th at SoFi Stadium. Tickets are on sale right now via Ticketmaster.com.
We're going to give away another pair of tickets, 2 tickets to see Paul McCartney at SoFi. You have to text this word.
That's a lot of work.
It's a really tough word, though.
Can I just sit down and go to sleep?
It's sluggo.
Blah, what a dumb word.
To 68683.
Text it now.
68683.
And you might be going to see Paul McCartney.
Correct. I don't know if you have been following Hank the Tank, but I am obsessed.
Yeah, no, I love Hank. Aww. Hank the Tank. Yeah.
500-pound bear Hank the Tank gets a reprieve following new DNA evidence.
Talk to me, freaky. Wait.
He has been wrongly accused.
But everybody was saying this 500-pound bear was
not him.
Breaking into Lake Tahoe.
It's him, but they've done DNA tests.
Yeah.
And they think it's 3 or 4 bears. They looked at the fat guy and they went, fat guy, break it in me. That's what happens.
Right?
Fat guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was getting around a lot for a 500 lbs bear.
Right.
So clearly he had some not help. He wasn't getting any cut.
I'm not
cut
positive why they were doing DNA evidence exactly. But
they had nothing to do in Lake Tahoe.
I guess not.
I mean, you got the bear. What is it? Bear League?
There's a bear league. It's a local bear advocacy group named the Bear League. And they made a big deal about the fact that a lot of people were saying they might have to euthanize the bear.
Yeah, boo.
Right. And so then, you know, public outcry was like, let's not do that
because
there are actual wildlife sanctuaries that'll take a bear. There was one in Colorado. There's several in Southern California.
Even one
California.
That crams its big fat ass through little tiny windows to eat out of your fridge. They'll take them. No
but
big deal.
But it's not just Hank.
Yeah.
So now they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to actually...
Good.
Give him a reprieve.
Good, good, good.
But Hank the Tank has a cool name.
Yes.
The other bears, not so much.
What are the other bears?
So I feel like we need to come up with some other, really good nicknames for fat bears.
Fat bears.
And I'd like to get it started.
Okay. Yes, please do.
With Thicky Minaj.
Yep. Hey, you know who was here last night? Ravaging through the Thicky Minaj.
With his friend, Count Fatula. Fatula.
But you came up with Count Fatula and you couldn't say it right. I love that.
Correct.
Yay,
yes,
well
I couldn't
done.
Say it right. Yeah. You know who else is with them? The Titanic. So we need names because they all need cool names like Hank the Tank.
There's other
fat bears. Let's not leave them out of the cool nickname category.
Yeah, and they're breaking into people's homes and eating stuff out of the fridge.
How about Jabba the Butt? I mean, let's come up with some creative nicknames for these bears.
That's a gooder. Yes, please.
It's ridiculous that Hank is the cool one.
Yeah.
And he gets blamed for all of this.
Yeah.
And instead, there's other ones that are out there breaking in and eating.
Yeah.
Like Fat Man Robin. Like that.
You've done a little homework. Were you up till 3 in the morning or something last night?
I was up till 3 in the morning. Yes, that's true. I was, yes. Squatty Dottie, you know.
That's a gooder.
El Chubbo.
El Chubbo.
Carbzilla. I mean, look, there are different names, but we need to come up with some good ones for the Bears.
Yes,
because
please. The Bears.
Hank the Tank is not the only one that should have a cool name.
Yeah, so you got one? You come up with one?
Right.
Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS. We told you about 500-pound bear Hank the Tank that was rampaging through homes in Lake Tahoe.
You go, bear.
And his name is Hank the Tank.
Yeah.
Now they've done DNA tests and they realize that there's three or four bears. And only Hank the Tank has a cool nickname.
Let's remedy that.
So we need some nicknames for fat bears, which is a strange category that I never thought I would say necessarily. But something like Buns and Roses. You know, something that is appropriate for a fat bear. KLOS, well, hello.
Chunky Chuck or Ned Zeppelin?
Ned Zeppelin.
I like it.
That's pretty damn good. Thank you, sir.
KLOS, hello. We're looking for nicknames for fat bears.
I heard there was also two bears now, too, so let's name them Kevin and Swago.
How dare you? 818-955-KLOS. Names for fat Tahoe bears, please.
We were bringing up the fact that we introduced you to Hank the Tank, the 500-pound bear in Lake Tahoe that is breaking into people's houses and eating their food.
But it turns out, twist!
There's a twist in the story. They did a DNA test. I don't know why.
Because they're bored.
And they realized that it wasn't just Hank the Tank. It was three other bears as well. Man. And none of them have cool nicknames.
That is unacceptable across the board.
So we're looking for, this is a strange category, I know, but fat bear nicknames. Like, for example, Can't Run DMC.
Ah, maybe. Nice one. Now I.
Hello, what's hello?
Either Chubby Chucky or Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim is great.
That's solid. Very good. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
I got one for a fat bear that might give it a little street cred.
Street cred for a fat bear.
Heavy B.
Heavy B.
Heavy B is great.
Heavy B.
Or the Notorious P.I.G. Thank you.
Right on, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello.
Nicknames for fat bears.
All right, Sluggo, I'm sorry, but it's got to be Sluggo.
Wow, I think we already covered that.
That's painful.
But thank you.
That guy said Kevin and Sluggo.
That's right. A good point. Thank you for clarifying. Let's take all Kevin
named,
out of that.
Yeah, they're all named Sluggo. Just name them all. Oh, he got hung up on.
What a shame.
That's a shame.
That's too bad. KLOS, hello.
How about for fat bears, Simon Growl?
Simon Growl is a great one.
That is.
That's fantastic.
Simon Cow.
Yeah, we get it.
Thanks for calling, man. Irritated Kevin.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hi, how you doing?
Don't irritate Kevin.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I was wondering, how about the Refrigerator Perry?
Oh,
no, not bad. That's not bad.
Very solid.
It's not bad.
Hey, say hi to Mike Miguel, my tile guy. We're doing our kick-ass time, and he loves your radio station.
Right on, Mike. Mike, you got good taste. Woo! Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. Just want to get a name on the bear.
Fat bear nickname, yes?
Yeah, Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard is pretty great.
That's super good. And that's he likes to great. Eat.
See?
Hey, that's fantastic.
Get in my belly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, boy. Yeah, baby.
Right now, weirdest things you've seen coworkers do. Chances are you've seen some weird stuff at your job. Maybe you have a colleague who shows up to work, takes off their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, I can't stress enough. This doesn't have to all be gross.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it could just be weird.
Right.
Be odd. But, you know, if it is a little gross, we can.
There's a list in BuzzFeed, and it talks about somebody who at work would bring their pet bird in on their shoulder.
Oh, no.
And work with the pet bird the whole day.
Well, if the bird was quiet, it would be okay. But if he's like, ah!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love the bird thing anyway.
Nah, eat me.
Right. Living in your office is another one. At one point, a hated manager was living in the office with his wife and their two dogs.
Wow. I mean, I can see spend a little time there.
She would walk around the office in her house robe and slippers.
No, carrying
one of those dogs. She paged her husband over the loudspeaker.
Come get your damn dinner. Hey, fat bastard, come get your damn dinner.
So, 818-955-KLOS, the weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do. Undressing in front of you is one of them. My boss, the CEO, has changed in front of me, top to bottom, but leaving his underwear on twice during conversations.
Now, I know someone, speaking of that sort of thing, who got pantsed over at the other station to the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
And ta-da! Presented to the world.
The second time I saw it coming, tried to back away, but he followed me because he still had more to say. It was awkward because I didn't know where to look. Eating frozen meals, still frozen. One of my coworkers eats a frozen meal for lunch every day, and I mean frozen.
I used to like to take the little chocolate brownie out of the frozen TV dinners and eat them that way because they were actually really good.
Well, this was another step because she didn't bother microwaving them, and they did have a microwave.
Nope, no good. That's crazy.
So she would eat it with a plastic fork and just like repeatedly break forks off in the frozen.
It might be a little softer if you cooked it. Dingbat.
Talking about weirdest things you've seen coworkers do, brushing your teeth at your desk.
At your desk. Yep. I kind of freak out a little when people do it in the bathroom here, sort of.
I used to work in a cubicle across from a guy who brushed his teeth at his desk. He would go fill his coffee mug with water and then brush his teeth and then spit it back in
No spitting.
That happened. aggressively promoting your self-published adult novel to your team.
That I approve of.
One of my coworkers wrote and self-published a book. He actually gave out free copies to everybody, and it was very explicit.
I approve.
And finally, 10 minutes of cat noises. I have done some voice work for video games, which includes things like making 10 minutes of cat noises.
That's annoying.
So they would do that in the office. Yes. 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 I think we get it.
Well, you said 10 minutes. I got a long ways to go.
So the weirdest thing you saw a coworker do, 818-955. Stop it. KLS.
Floyd, man.
Right?
Floyd, dude. Some Floyd on KLS.
Number one tattoo.
Yeah, man. That's right.
Number one band for tattoos.
Right on, man. Hey, $1.24 million. That's how much the KLOS 2022 St. Jude Rocks brought in this year. It's unbelievable.
You guys rule. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for that. Helping out St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And this year, $1.24 million came in. And we want to thank our friends at Premier Coach Auto Collision Group, servicing L.A. and Ventura County, for being a sponsor of KLOS St. Jude Rocks 2022.
All right, we're taking calls on the weirdest thing you've seen your coworkers do. You have a story like that?
So I used to work at a bowling alley over in Lakewood, California.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys used to sniff the bowling shoes at the end of the night.
Did you say sniff?
Yes. He used to smell the bowling shoes.
Would he go from pair to pair to pair?
I would do it a couple times, but they would end up in these big boxes, and he would just grab a couple, and he would smell them. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Did he ever have like a really dramatic reaction to one? Like, oh, here's the one I was looking for. That's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a special fetish. Yeah, well, I'm glad I don't have that one.
Same.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
What's going down, fellas?
Talking about the weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do.
I walked in on a grown-ass man making love to a cantaloupe.
I'm sorry. Making love to a cantaloupe.
I mean, was he talking nice to it, too, or just, you know?
Making love to a cantaloupe. I was working at the Peppermill Casino in Reno, Nevada when I was like 16.
Right.
And I was a prep cook, and I walked into one of the walk-in freezers, and the guy was butt naked standing there with the cantaloupe.
Wow. What? Do you think that guy ever tried women?
I have no idea. I'm okay. Next to the job about a week after that.
Smart.
Right on. Well, I hope they're happy together forever. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
The weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do.
I had to narrow it down, man, but I worked in an office years ago, like actually a law firm,
mm-hmm.
and they hired this young, like nice Filipino kid who was like a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I walked in the restroom and he was bent over with his back to the mirror, adjusting his junk that he had tucked behind him, and he was trying to get it all in place so he could hold it there. And
that is hard to do. Tucking is difficult.
Did he say, little help?
That might be where the line is, the HR line. Dude, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
The weirdest thing you've seen your coworkers do. We are talking about weird coworkers and the strangest things you've seen them do. You have a story like that?
Sniff the car seat after a girl dropped it off at her shop.
Sniff the car seat. There's a lot of sniffing going on at work.
Yeah. It's all about sniffing. Now, do you think it was just for comedic effect, or was he really way down into it, man?
Great question.
Thanks.
He was into it. Yeah. He was some old school mechanic, and he was a pretty hot girl, you know, mind you. And
right.
So, hey, that's pretty hot. I'm like, oh, yeah, she is. Man, I'm a sniffer C, and I didn't believe it until I saw it, so.
But I got to tell you, like, I would do that if I knew it would make you laugh.
Yes.
But you don't think that's why he was doing it?
No, the older dude, probably not. Just probably he's actually not going for it.
All right.
Like, it's about all the action I get anymore.
Basically, yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I work with this guy still, and I see this guy pacing back and forth in front of the storage unit, and I was like, what is he doing? And all of a sudden, he goes kamikaze and jumps over the fence and damn near himself and walked back like no one knew, and all of us were just kind of like,
all of you saw?
Why did he do that?
All six of us. He did this at a public storage unit. He hopped over the fence because he didn't want to walk to the bathroom. Oh, actually, sorry. The bathroom was closed because of COVID. So his resort was just sheer panic, and he just, right before he hopped the fence, he rubbed his hands like he was about to, you know, brace himself for something.
No. Wow. Wow.
I work with this guy every day, and it's my boss's little brother.
So there's not much you can say, really.
Wow,
to him, huh?
That makes it difficult.
No, yeah. No, I just see him every single morning, and I'm like, what's up, Sling Blade?
Has he ever indicated he has any idea what you mean?
He says if I bring it up again, he'll attack me with a hatchet. I'm like, dude, it's been a while, so I'm just going to keep saying it.
Well, we have it on tape here now, so we know if he does attack you with a hatchet.
Attack you with a hatchet?
You can take that tape to the judge.
He carries a hatchet in his car. He's a strange guy.
Wow.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do?
Fight over toast.
Do what?
Fight over toast?
Fight over toast.
Fight over toast, yeah.
Just pieces of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. How violent did it get?
Two ladies. No, I mean, well, it didn't get physical, but they argued, and it was just hilarious. I happened to be there to watch the whole thing.
Well, listen, once you find a piece of toast, there's no way to replicate that.
Yeah, it's pretty rare stuff.
So.
A gal walked in, and she put toast inside the toaster.
Right.
There's your toast.
She walks away, back to her desk, and the other girl had walked in, took the toast out because it was ready. The other girl comes in.
I think I've lost interest in this story, dude.
Right.
But thank you for calling. That was fun.
That was a great story. Thank you.
We got your toast. 818-955-KLOS.
Weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do. We're taking calls on the weirdest thing you've seen your coworkers do.
So I was working in a restaurant for the breakfast time, and my coworkers peed in the pancake batter.
Was that revenge for a rude patron?
No, they just thought it was funny. They thought they would pee in the pancake batter and see how it cooked up.
You know, I think that happens.
And it cooked up, strangely, it cooked up fluffy and nice and golden brown.
No,
but
no.
I couldn't deal with it. I quit.
Good.
Yeah.
I hate to think that's what's happening to my pancakes.
I think a lot of that goes on from time to time.
I'm afraid it does.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that pancake story, sir.
Kayla,
look at my pancakes the same anymore.
Hello?
Okay, so I worked at the Body Shop, a strip club on Sunset.
Sure.
Yep.
Like La Cienega.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never even been in a strip club. This was literally my first day. And the DJ booth is... I was a DJ. The DJ booth is in the dressing room, and all the girls will stop in front of this big full-length mirror and check themselves one more time before they go down the stairs.
Right.
Well, this big, beautiful blonde walks up to the mirror, looks at me and says, "Give me your lighter." I hand her my lighter. She lifts one foot straight up in the air, and there's a...
Nope.
...on string.
Nope.
...hanging out. She lights it on...
Nope.
...fire. Like a fuse.
Nope.
Hold on. Kevin's pushing the nope button. Oh. Oh. I was enjoying that story, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
I was very much enjoying that story.
KLOS, hello.
I work at a radio station, and my coworker once tried recording me while I had my in your mouth.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
How do you, are you a good sleeper?
Off and on, yes. Yeah.
Sometimes no?
And sometimes
what
no.
What do you do when you wake up?
Usually I have to pee.
Okay. Because you're an old man.
I'm an old man. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Can't go through the night anymore. Usually go downstairs, get a little weed, smoke a little pot.
Okay.
Go back to sleep.
All right.
Yeah. What about yourself? Do you sleep well?
I don't sleep well, no.
Yeah.
And I spend a lot of time doing other things.
Yeah. What do you do?
Nothing as interesting as this guy made an entire video.
Yeah.
You know the little doorstop spring?
Boy, yes,
that one.
The cat's love, yeah.
Play the very first.
Okay.
That.
Sure, yeah. I know that sound well.
Okay, so this guy must have been super bored because he took that sound of the doorstop spring and put it into his keyboard. You can sample it.
Right. Sample it.
And he's hitting it with a hammer and smacking it on top with a ruler. And he's making all different kinds of sounds with that little door spring.
Man, makes my peeing and getting some weed kind of boring compared to
And it. Then made Billie Jean.
Billy, the Michael Jackson song.
Except every instrument is a spring door stopper.
Wow. damn.
Every instrument is one of those springs hit with a hammer or slapped or hit or banged or whatever.
Impressive.
And he put it all together. So I want you to understand that the vocal is Michael Jackson. Everything else is a doorstop.
Wow.
Spring. Listen to this.
Okay. Okay, I would not recognize this
right
at all
here,
yet.
It's, this is where he started. All right, here we go. door springs. That's what this is. It's a...
Every one of these sounds is a door spring.
It's a hammer.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
Right?
Yes.
Who's got this kind of time?
This Joker. And his cat.
Cats.
Wow.
Still door springs.
That's a spring?
Yes, he's tuning. He tunes them by hitting them with a ruler.
Holy cow. She was
more like a bee. And then the Michael Jackson voice comes in. Everything else is a door spring.
That is impressive.
That's a creative.
That is really good.
How do you think of that?
Right?
Do you hear it once and go,
oh, that sounds like Michael Jackson's Beat It or whatever the hell is
it? You must hear it and think, oh, that's musical.
Right, right? I would think Michael Jackson would even appreciate this.
It's 4.5 minutes of the whole song.
Wow. Oh, wow, dude.
What kind of time do you have?
Wow.
All right, big change coming up. People always told me, be careful what you do. All of the music springs. Don't go around breaking young
girls' hearts. That is nuts.
That's insane, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
I could do anything. I have zero talent. Damn. Could the lie become the truth?
That's not possible.
No.
I'll post it, though, because it doesn't seem possible, but it's happening.
Wow, that is really impressive.
And there's a video of every spring being hit.
Oh, no way.
The whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
I'll post it at Kevin and Sluggo.
Nice. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's time for What We've Learned, which is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We learned that I have a big highway sign labeled 666 from Highway 666, and Kevin was trying to give it away to you for free. Plus, terribly exciting, Sam, the Armenian comedian, is alive and well and still telling great jokes like this.
I want to tell you a new song joke. 2022
Expect to hear a lot more of Sam, the Armenian comedian, in future. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz. And Kevin, will you have anything you'd like to say? No? Okay.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
KLOS, hello.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, they're talking about ring cameras or security valence?
Surveillance. I like security valence.
You know what I meant.
You know, someone should start a company with that.
You know what I meant.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Eva Von Zeppelin was all worked up about Led Zeppelin and calling themselves Led Zeppelin. So on this day in rock in 1970, when they played in Denmark, they called themselves The Knobs. U2 released the first album of theirs to sell 1 million copies here in these United States of America on this day in rock in 1983. It was their third album, War, featuring Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and New Year's Day. It was the day, and indeed the year, of Bruce Springsteen on this day in rock in 1985. In the Rolling Stone Readers poll, he swept Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, really pretty much everything he was nominated for.